153. Jesus speaks to his disciples of woman's apostolate. May the 3rd, 1945.
What is the matter with you, Peter? You look discontented,
asks Jesus, who is walking along a country path under almond trees in blossom, which announce to men that the worst season is over.
I am thinking, Master.
I know that you are thinking, but you do not seem to be thinking of happy things.
As you know everything about us, you already know my thoughts.
Yes, I do. Also, God the Father knows the needs of men, but he wants in men the intimacy that discloses his need and asks for help. I can tell you that you are wrong in being vexed.
So my wife is not left dear to you?
Of course not, Peter. Why should she? There are many dwelling places of my Father in heaven, and there are the tasks of men on the earth, and they are all blessed, provided they are fulfilled in a holy manner. Could I possibly say that all the women who do not imitate the Marys and Susanna are disliked by God?
Certainly not. Also, my wife believes in the Master, but she does not follow the example of the other women,
says Bartholomew.
Neither does my wife nor my daughters. They are staying at home, but they are always ready to give us hospitality, as they did yesterday,
says Philip.
I think my mother will do the same. She cannot leave everything. She is all by herself,
says the Iscariot.
It is true. I was sad because I thought mine was so little. Oh, I cannot explain.
Do not criticize her, Peter. She is an honest woman,
says Jesus.
She is very shy. Her mother had them all under her thumb, both her daughter and her daughters-in-law,
says Andrew.
But she should have changed in all the years she has been with me.
Oh, brother, you are not all that sweet-tempered yourself, you know. If a person is shy, you are like a spoke in his wheel. My sister-in-law is very good, and the best proof is that she has always tolerated with patience her mother and her bad temper. And you and your overbearance.
They all laugh at Andrew's outspoken conclusion, and at Peter's astonished face when he hears of his overbearance. In addition, Jesus laughs heartily. He then says,
the faithful women who do not feel like leaving their homes to follow me are equally useful to me by staying at home. If they wanted to come with me, I would have to ask some of them to remain. Now that some women are going to join us, I will also have to see to them. It would be neither decent nor wise for the women to be without a dwelling place while they move about. We can rest anywhere. A woman has different necessities than men and needs a shelter. We can all sleep in one place. But they could not stay with us, both because of the respect due to them and because of their more delicate constitution. We must never tempt providence and nature beyond their limits. Now, of every friendly house where there is one of your women, I will make a shelter of their sisters. I will do that with your house, Peter, with yours, Philip, with yours, Bartholomew, and with yours, Judas. We cannot expect our women to travel around incessantly as we do. Instead, we shall have them waiting for us at the meeting place, from which we shall move in the morning and go back in the evening. We shall give them instructions for the hours of rest, and the world will no longer be able to grumble if other unhappy women come to me, neither shall I be prevented from listening to them. The mothers and wives that follow us will defend their sisters and me against the slander of the world. You can see that I am making a quick trip to greet my friends, or where I know that I will have friends. I am not doing that for myself. I am going that for the weaker disciples, who by means of their weakness will support our strength and make it helpful to many more creatures.
You said that we are going to Caesarea now. Who is there?
Creatures seeking the true God are to be found everywhere. Springtime is already announced by the pinkish white almond blossoms. The cold days are over. In a few days' time, I will decide on the places where we shall stop and shelter the women disciples, and we shall start moving around again to spread the word of God without worrying about our sisters, without any fear of slander. And both their patience and kindness will be a lesson to you. The hour of rehabilitation of woman is almost here. There will be a great flowering of holy virgins, wives, and mothers in my church.
It all ends thus.